This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Interest. And kids, come and sit in the front row. I'm going to need some help with some things today. So come on, Katie and Grace. Nerida, you going to come? Come and sit at the front. Oh, spreading out over a couple rows. There we go. How's everyone going today? How are you going?
Good.
Good. How's everyone else going?
Good.
Great. Who can tell me what's a smell that you love? So, because sometimes there's a smell, it's like, oh, gee, I love that smell. What are some smells? Curry?
Gardenias.
Guys, what about you? What's some things that you like to smell? Fish and chips. Hot chocolates, Phoebe, Annalise. Cake. Soap. Yeah. What about you guys over here? What do you like to smell?
Pancakes.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Mint. Yeah. Maple syrup. What's that? Yeah, freshly cooked bread. What's that? Wow. Well, I'm actually going to ask someone to come up and help me with something here. And I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, the person I asked to come up, and I'm going to see if you can tell me what you might smell. So we're going to talk today about fragrance. So we're going to talk about the fragrance. And in Scripture, there's a couple times where smelling things happens in the Bible, where there's smelly stuff in the Old Testament. And Paul talks about smelling stuff in the New Testament. There's a bit of smelling going on in the Bible. So, who thinks that they can, from the front row, they've got a good nose and they think they may be able to tell me what a smell is? Some of them a bit tricky. So, Annalise, come up. Come and stand here and turn and face the front and close your eyes. Are her eyes closed, everyone? Yeah, let's see what's my felt. Oh, keep them closed. Are they closed? Where is this stuff? Ah, here it is. Shh, don't say anything, anyone. Don't say anything. Keep your eyes closed, Annalise. Are they closed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, keep them closed. All right, so here's the first one. Okay, I'm going to put something in front of your nose, but don't open your eyes and have a big smell. Smell again. Do you have any idea? Have another smell? I'll give you a clue. It's a drink that some adults like. What could it be? Open your eyes and have a peek. Oh, close them. What is it?
I've got one that I can really see.
Have a look. Quick peek. Oh, close it. What is it?
Coffee.
Yeah, well done. All right. Now, Annalise, was that a very nice smell to you? Not really. Was it a strong smell?
Yeah.
All right, sit down. Someone else that thinks they can smell. Phoebe, come on up. All right, come and close your eyes. Turn around. Now, where's this one? Got a few things in here. Are your eyes closed, Phoebe?
Yeah.
Really tightly? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. These things are such a mess in here. What? Ah, there it is. Ah, shh, don't say what it is. I'm just going to give this a bit of a scratch first. All right, you ready, Phoebe?
Mm-hmm.
Smell. Don't open your eyes. What do you think it could be?
I know, but I forgot it.
Have another smell. It's a it's a fruit, and it's very sour. Open your eyes and see. Ah, give her a clap. Well done. That was a lemon. All right, next, someone else. Someone from this side. Oh, some people might really like this one. All right, Josh, come on. Turn around. Close your eyes. I saw this one just before. There it is. Don't say anything, anyone. Don't say anything. I'm sure, Dave and Loretta, that this is something that Josh loves. Is that right? Okay. Get ready. Have a guess. Another smell? Vegemite. Oh, yeah, well done. Vegemite it is. What did you think? Was that a very strong smell?
Yeah.
Was it a sweet, lovely smell?
No.
Oh, no. There's different smells, isn't there? Thanks, Josh. Have a seat. All right. Someone else, a bit of a tricky one. I might ask Melody for this one. Come up here, Melody. So this is a bit of a tricky one. I'll put the picture up first so you can see the bottle. A bottle. I've just given it a clue that it's in a bottle. So this is quite a strong smell, but it doesn't smell like Vegemite, does it? Doesn't smell like lemon. Doesn't smell like coffee. You ready, Melody? Have a smell. It's a bit tricky. Can you smell it?
Is it vanilla essence?
Oh, wow.
I was cooking yesterday.
You were cooking yesterday. So she... Did you put some vanilla in?
Yeah.
To your cake? A cake didn't last long, did it? It was gone by the end of the day. Oh, we've got one more. One more. Cara Jane. All right. You ready? Good. Eyes closed. Now, this is something a little bit similar to another one we've had, so that's a bit of a clue. Oh. Ah. I've seen that in our pantry. All right, you ready?
Peanut butter.
Oh, too easy. Well done. Thanks, Cara Jane. You can sit down. So, do you know that our nose, well, when you're an adult, not as much. It's amazing, isn't it? Anyone else? Matt?
Burnt spuds.
Burnt spuds? Where's it take you back to?
My mum.
Do you know they say that under the age of 5 is when all this stuff really starts to kick in? And it's amazing, isn't it? Catherine, you were sharing something about when we were on a church camp once, weren't you? Do you want to sit down? Thanks, Annalise. So when sight and sound enter our head, through our eyes and ears, it actually doesn't do it the same way as what smell does. What sight and sound does is that it first goes to a relay centre in the centre of the cerebral hemisphere, and then it goes off to other places there. But when we smell, it bypasses and just goes straight to these places that we remember things, or we feel certain ways about things. So kids, is there any smell that reminds you of something, or that when you smell it, it's like, oh, that reminds me of a certain time in your life? Maybe not, but it will when you're older. You'll smell something. Like, I remember being at my grandma's place in America, and you don't know that places have a certain smell until years down the track you smell something, and suddenly you're transported back to downstairs at grandma's, and it's like, whoa, that's amazing. It's incredible how smells can trigger our emotions and our memories. Can anyone smell cooking onion at the moment? All the way at the back there. Wow, fantastic. Anyone feeling queasy? Can't stand this? Good. That's what I'm after. Do you know that also other neurons in our body, if they get destroyed, they don't grow back? And apparently the neurons connected with our smelling are the only ones that will grow back they replenish and renew themselves every 5 to 8 weeks. It's amazing. We can actually smell the difference. Isn't it amazing that you can smell the difference between certain things and 10,000 different things? So what happens is, because there's 40 million of these things here, and you might smell a lemon, and maybe that makes this one go pchung, and this one go pchung, and when those two go pchung, it's like lemon. And we just know it's a lemon smell. Or if you smell chocolate, burnt chocolate maybe. Maybe it's this one, this one, this one, this one, going chung, 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 chung. And our brain says, that's not lemon, that's burnt chocolate. And we just know. Our brain is amazing. God has made that way. Isn't it amazing that he's made us to be able to smell different things? Ah. Do you know that if you could have a scratch and sniff Bible, if you could turn to a page in your Bible and scratch the page and smell what was going on in the Bible, some pages of the Bible would be really smelly because of some of the stuff that was going on in the Bible. Do you know the first time that a smell is mentioned in the Bible? I'll give you a clue. Story about a man. He may or may not have had a beard, and he was really old, and he built something, and it was going to rain. Come on, let the kids answer. Yes, Grace. Noah, well done. Spoilers, spoilers. We know you know. Noah. And you know Noah, after the flood had gone down, he built an altar, and he killed an animal, and he put the animal on, and he burnt it. And it says that the smell of it went up to God. Does everyone like the smell of a barbecue? Oh, so does God. He does, because it said that he could smell it, and it was a pleasing smell to him. He's like, oh, yeah, that smells awesome. Go barbecues. It's fantastic. But that wasn't the only time when things were smelly. Do you know, this is Aaron, and Aaron was a priest. He was Moses' brother. And, you know, he had to have this special oil mixed with all these smelly spices, and they'd get it in a big, like a horn of an animal, and they'd go up to Aaron, and they'd pour it on his head. This oil would run down his face and over his beard, and they'd just keep pouring. And everyone would be like, whew, Aaron, wow, you smell amazing. Whew. Wherever Aaron went, whoa, Aaron's nearby. I can smell that oil that was going all down him. Amazing. So he was a very smelly person, but probably nice smelling. I don't think they put any yucky stuff in there. Now, Cara Jane and I were reading in the Bible this morning. Remember, we were reading the book of Esther. And Esther had to go through one whole year of special beauty treatments before presenting herself to the king. 6 months of oil of myrrh. I don't know if she just bathed in it all day for 6 months and then another 6 months of other ointments and so on. Just amazing. All this, we don't sort of do, well, there's a bit of smell going on with some ladies' perfume, but not to the extent of in biblical times. It was really important, probably because they didn't have the great sanitary conditions and showers and everything that we have today. Here is a burnt offering, and this was in the tabernacle, and Moses would kill an animal once again. Lots of times seemed to be about, you know, a sacrifice of an animal, and he put it on the fire, and he burnt it. And do you know that he would do that every morning and every evening? There was always the smell, always, at the tabernacle, all the time, every day, morning and evening. God could smell. Oh, that's a pleasing smell every single day, morning and evening. There was also some incense that they would make. And incense is where they get different spices and powders, and they'd crush them up in a bowl, and they'd mix it with other ones. Oh, it started to be a really nice smell. And then they'd burn that. And God would be like, oh yeah, I like that smell too. It was a really smelly place at the tabernacle of Moses, all the time. You could just smell stuff happening all the time. How's those onions smelling? Can you still smell them? Yeah. They smell good? Yes, thank you. Okay. Yeah. So, lots of smelling things every day, all day here. And God was well pleased with the smells. They had to do it. They had to do this every day and burn that incense every day. So, there's lots of smelling. Let's bring it into the New Testament and see when Paul talks about a fragrance. Something that's smelling, an aroma. In Ephesians 5:2, it's a story. Paul says this. He says, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Do you remember this picture here? That was an offering and a sacrifice, and it was an aroma that God loved. And then Jesus came along, and he offered himself on a cross. And God looked down. And though he might not have been able to smell it, God said, you know, that's exactly the same as back in the Old Testament. I can smell a sacrifice. I can smell someone offering themselves up. I can smell love. I can smell love. I can smell a sacrifice of love. And God says, that smells awesome. When we walk in love, just as Paul told us to, just like Jesus did, do you know when you do things to love others? So Phoebe, when you do something that's really nice to someone and you love someone, or Josh, when you're really kind and walk in love with people, or Katie, when you share something and do something to love others, God goes like this. Oh, that smells good. I can smell an offering. I can smell a sacrifice. I can smell someone walking in love, and it's well-pleasing to God. Do you know that I reckon the first time, even though it doesn't mention it in the Bible, that God smelt a pleasing sacrifice, or one of the first times, was with Cain and, who's his brother?
Abel.
Cain and Abel. And they were asked to offer something. And Cain, he did things with fruit and vegetables, and he got them all together to offer them to God. And Abel, he looked after sheep, and he killed a sheep, and there was an offering and a sacrifice. And I believe that they were actually told the best offering to give, and that was going to be an offering of a lamb. I reckon that's what happened. And that Abel presented that towards God, and God smelled both their sacrifices. Cain's, not so much. But Abel's, I'm pleased with that offering. And he didn't accept Cain's one because it wasn't a sacrifice. It wasn't something that cost something. This animal died to be a pleasing sacrifice to God. So God wants us to walk in love. He wants us to be loving towards others just as Christ loved us. That way, he will smell us and reckon we smell better than a barbecue. Maybe that's the title of this message, Better Than a Barbecue. That sounds good, doesn't it? All right, next scripture. This one's really cool. It's a bit of a long one, but to get through it, this is Paul talking again. He says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. That means that we're on the winning side. And through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Just like I'm getting the fragrance of this onion out into every place. Do you know that everyone in this room can smell it. Can you put your hand up if you can smell the cooked onions? I see you can. Yeah. Do you know if you went under a chair, could you smell it? If you went up, hung from the ceiling, could you smell it? You could. I can't choose where this smell goes. This smell just fills every place. It does. Let's keep reading. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. And so, not only does God smell us, what's that smell? Oh, I smell someone doing good things. Do you want me to smell you, Grace? No. But other people smell us too. Do you know that you can be, without even wearing any deodorant or perfume, smelling really nice to other people? And do you know some people, when they walk to you and talk to you, that they might go like, and just like a smell takes you back somewhere, they might think, hang on, do you know that a lot of people that don't go to church now actually used to go to Sunday school when they were kids? And lots of them, when they come in contact with a Christian, all of a sudden it takes them back, just like a smell, to a Sunday school song or to something that their Sunday school teacher told them, or a scripture or something like that. And they hadn't thought about it for years. But because of you and the smell that you give off, it took them back to that place and reminded them of God, because you were the fragrance of Christ. It's really important. Now, I really like this, because here's a picture in Rome of the general coming back, or whoever that guy is, and they'd won a victory. They went out to battle with their swords and their shields, and they won, and the baddies lost, and they came back. But do you know what the Romans did? They didn't just have a parade, and they just didn't just play instruments and make a big sound. Do you know they would put really nice smelling flowers on the roads, and everyone could smell those flowers. And they would burn some incense and spices, and the whole city would smell. What's that smell? That's the smell of victory. We've won. And even if they didn't go to the parade, people go, I smell the parade. They've won the victory. And you know, we're like that too, because Jesus has won a victory for us. Jesus has won. He's defeated death. The baddies have been defeated. The goodies won. And Jesus and us are victorious. We're victorious because of what he's done. And so, wherever we go, people are like, oh, what's that smell? Sometimes they don't even know what it is. Imagine if you came to Rome and you're a visitor. You'd be like, oh man, I smell flowers and spices, and what's going on? Why? What's happening? What's that smell about? And then you'd be able to say to them, because we won the victory, we won the battle. And that might be what happens to you one day. Someone might come up and say, what is it about you? How come you're doing great things? How come you're so excited and you're full of joy and peace? You'd be able to tell them Why? It's because of Jesus, because you were the fragrance of Christ to those people. So that's really important, isn't it? So, here's the victory that Jesus has won. He died on the cross. If you don't know, that's him in the middle. And he paid the price for our sin. And he died so that we could accept his sacrifice. And you know, God looked upon that and he thought, that smells awesome. That's a pleasing sacrifice to me. And when we walk in love as Jesus walked in love, as we walk in the victory, Jesus defeated death and rose again. He went out of that open tomb, risen. Amazing that we, in that victory, living a victorious Christian life, people look and say, gee, that's God. God says that that's a pleasing aroma. So, to finish off, Annalise, I need you to give this a bit more of a stir. Don't worry about your apron. Give it a bit of a stir. I want you to ask yourself, how do you smell to God? Are you like the first one? Does God look at you and go, oh, yes, that's a pleasing smell. I like how you're walking in love. I like how you're treating others. Or is God like that boy on the left with a peg on his nose? That's the best picture, isn't it? I've been just thinking, if I could put that into a sermon, that'd be awesome. Ew, what that smell? Oh, that stinks. Because do you know we can actually stink to God? Do you know we can? If we are mean to others, or if we, even the way we think and behave, even when we're proud and don't accept what Jesus has done for us, God's like, oh, you could smell better. You could smell a bit better than that. My other question is, how do you smell to other people? How do you smell when you walk into a room? You know, can people tell something about you? Do you have a waft that just, you know, emanates from you? Do people, when they're around you, oh, what is that? Gee, what is it about that person? Because I've been around people that I'm just like, what is it about you? Oh, I know you're a Christian, but there's something even more. There's a life that you're living. There's something you're walking in that I'm not, and I can smell it. And other times it's like, you know what? I know you're a Christian, but man, you stink. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? I reckon I stink. I reckon to God, and I reckon to those around me, I must really smell. I need to go to God and just say, Lord, can you just wash me and cleanse me? Wash all the junk out of my life and fill me with you. And I just want to be your child, and I want to be pleasing to you, and I want you to smell my sacrifice every day, every morning, every evening, and for you to be pleased with it. Can we give Annalise a really big clap? You have cooked those onions awesomely. Shall we show them? Let's lift it up. Look. Very nice, Annalise. And the butane has just run out. So well done, Annalise. Good job. I had another can just in case. So I'm going to pray. And you can go and enjoy a cuppa that won't smell as good as these onions. The problem is if the onion smells emanated out there too, you'll be drinking a cuppa going, oh, is this onion flake? What's with this? Who cooks onion tea? What is this? Onion bickies? Oh. If we come to church next week and it still smells like onion, you'll know who to blame. Annalise. No, you. No, you. You. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you. Thank you for sending your son Jesus. And Jesus, when you died on that cross, you were so pleasing to God. God looked upon you and just saw the act of love. And Lord, you want us to walk in that same love, for us to be a sacrifice for you, Lord God, for us not just to do what we want to do in this life, but to do what you want to do, and to live for others and for you, and for us to be a pleasing smell to your nose. And so, God, we ask you to help us with that. Help us to smell really nice to others as well, and that we can live a life that pleases you and live a life of victory over sin. And we just want to thank you, God. Thank you for these examples in the Bible about all throughout the Old Testament where something smelled good when it was a sacrifice, and how you want us to be like that too. In Jesus' name. Everyone said? Amen. Amen. Have a really good day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.com.